When Apple introduced the iPhone in 2007, it wasn't Steve Jobs working alone in a garage. It was a carefully constructed team operating at peak performance. Jobs himself acknowledged this when he told 60 Minutes that his business model was the Beatles, four guys that kept each other's negative tendencies in check. This insight from history's most celebrated lone genius reveals a profound truth. Teams, not individuals, drive breakthrough innovation. In today's hyper-competitive environment, mastering team formation isn't just advantageous, it's essential for survival. The digital revolution is accelerating at a pace few truly comprehend, creating an almost infinite number of connections as billions more people and devices join the internet. In this environment, the ability to form and maintain genius teams becomes the true differentiator between organizations that thrive and those that merely survive. Teams aren't merely practical responses to challenges, but fundamental to human nature, encoded in our DNA. Throughout history, even the largest organizations have functioned as aggregations of small teams. The optimal team size ranges from 5 to 7 members, with effective functioning possible between 4 to 9 members. This pattern appears consistently from prehistoric hunting parties to modern military units, aligning with psychologist George Miller's magical number 7, ±2, the capacity limit of human short-term memory. Anthropologist Robin Dunbar identified recurring clusters of intimacy. 3 to 5 closest friends, our clique, 12 to 15 people whose death we deeply mourn, sympathy group, and the Dunbar number of 150, the maximum individuals with whom we can maintain genuine social relationships. As teams grow, connections between members increase exponentially. 2 members create 1 connection, 3 members create 3 connections, and so on. Most people manage 5 to 6 constant connections well, but struggle with dozens. Humans are neurologically designed for cooperation, creating actual brain-to-brain connections when engaging with others. The social intelligence hypothesis suggests our advanced cognitive abilities evolved from complex social interactions. Studies comparing primates and human children solving puzzles demonstrate this uniquely human trait. While primates worked individually, children naturally collaborated, teaching each other and sharing rewards. Oxytocin forms the neurobiological foundation of human teaming. Despite its brief 3-minute half-life, this hormone enhances our processing of positive social cues while reducing threat signals. This creates a virtuous cycle. Positive interactions boost oxytocin, which enhances social interaction and in-group trust. Mirror neurons explain emotional empathy by creating a motor copy of observed actions in our premotor cortex, allowing us to instantly emulate others' emotions. Have you ever smiled when someone else smiles? That's mirror neurons at work. Research confirms people think differently, yet we rarely consider this when forming teams. Optimal radical innovation teams need specific distributions, 20-30% creative types, 10-20% conformists, and up to 10% detail-oriented members. Cultural backgrounds create significant cognitive diversity. Americans typically focus on foreground objects, while Japanese participants notice background elements and relationships between objects. Despite our leader attribution error, crediting or blaming leaders for team outcomes, research consistently shows teams outperform individuals. Studies of 17.9 million scientific papers revealed highly influential work exhibits interdisciplinary complexity beyond individual capability. Diversity presents a paradox. While essential for success, it creates significant challenges. The most successful teams are diverse, yet heterogeneous teams require exceptional leadership to prevent implosion. Like carpenters using different measuring systems who need coordination to build a functional house, diverse thinking styles require active management to create harmony rather than cacophony. The power of pairs lies in complementary strengths, exemplified by Howard Schultz and Howard Bihar at Starbucks. when rapid expansion threatened customer service quality in the early 1990s, driven entrepreneur Schultz promoted Bahar, his temperamental opposite who prioritized employee culture. Their partnership thrived for 8 years despite their differences. Professional pairings take various forms. Got Your Six pairs forming spontaneously during crises, magic moment partnerships creating extraordinary work in brief periods, yin and yang teams combining different skills, and artist and angel partnerships uniting different interests into symbiotic teams. History's most successful duos demonstrate this complementary pattern. Jobs provided vision, while Wozniak brought technical brilliance. Lennon's emotional power balanced McCartney's melodic sensibility. Gates' business acumen complemented Allen's technological vision. These weren't random pairings, but fundamental complementary patterns that appear throughout human collaboration. The most successful small teams typically range from 5 to 9 members. These 72 teams appear everywhere. Corporate boards, venture capital firms, sports teams, rock bands, and startups. Mid-sized teams have no more than 2 leadership levels with members who know each other personally. Large mid-sized teams of 12 to 18 members emerge naturally across domains, from Motown's Funk Brothers to Microsoft's founding team and Apple's Macintosh Group. Beyond these sizes, each subsequent team size increases approximately 3-fold, with growing gaps between team types. Organizations would perform better if they viewed themselves as aggregations of teams rather than masses of individuals. Amazon's 2-pizza rule exemplifies this wisdom. If a team can't be fed with 2 pizzas, it's too large. This maintains the intimate connections and communication efficiency that make small teams effective. Successful large organizations don't just grow bigger, they multiply small, effective teams connected through clear structures and shared purpose. Every team follows a narrative from formation through operation to completion. Creating a successful team requires establishing a sacred space through rituals that separate members from everyday life. Great teams develop powerful identity stories, like Bill Hewlett cutting the lock off HP storage room, which established the HP Way culture of trust. The stories teams tell reveal their health. Successful teams recount turning points with pride, while unhealthy teams maintain pessimism even when discussing victories. Team turnover is inevitable, making departure ceremonies and welcoming events critical. Unlike companies, maturity benefits teams as they consolidate operations and work harmoniously toward goals. When finished, celebrate properly by recounting achievements, reminiscing about the journey, recognizing each member's contributions, and exiting on a high note. The best team experiences aren't just about results, but about the shared journey. The struggles, breakthroughs, inside jokes, and belonging to something greater than yourself. The science of teamwork has evolved dramatically, revealing how team size, thinking style diversity, and workspace design impact performance. Research identifies 5 key dynamics of successful teams: psychological safety, dependability, structure/clarity, meaning, and impact. As technological acceleration and global competition intensify, effective team formation distinguishes thriving organizations from struggling ones. The ultimate reward goes beyond productivity. It's creating environments where people do their best work while building meaningful relationships. In our technology-mediated world, human connections through teamwork become increasingly valuable. Teams mastering these principles achieve objectives while creating lasting bonds that define careers. Looking back on our professional journeys, we remember not quarterly targets, but the people we worked with, challenges overcome together, and moments when individuals became something greater than the sum of their parts, the true genius of teams.